Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Pirates, I couldn't get it out of my mouth. They signed an outfielder. Are you ready? It's going to be a guy that puts them over the top. Okay, maybe not. They signed, and I got actually kind of excited about it when I first saw it because I thought it was somebody else. But they traded for Dustin Fowler for cash considerations. They traded with the A's. So Dustin Fowler comes in. Austin Davis goes to the 60-day injured list with a elbow sprain. I think the thing about it is Dustin Fowler obviously is another one of these guys they bring in just to try and, figure out if they can possibly turn him into anything. And I think that's the key. What can he become? I just don't think that he's a guy that really they've got big plans for. But again, if you're the Pirates, you have to basically figure it out in terms of how do you maximize these kinds of acquisitions? How do you maximize them to make sure that there is a chance that you could turn these guys into something more than just, no-name free agents. When I first saw it, though, I thought it was Dexter Fowler. And I was like, well, that's kind of interesting because, Dexter Fowler really doesn't fit with what the mission statement is. That's the big thing. So, I'm thinking, boy, they went out and got Dexter Fowler, but no, it's Dustin Fowler. One of the Pirates' old friends, Garrett Cole, I think he's made some headlines. And it's funny, if you remember, Garrett Cole, one of the reasons that things went south, one of the things that happened when his relationship with the Pirates went south, one of the big things was he was in pre-arbitration years. So he was making, say, $530,000. And, I guess he, wanted a raise to like $540,000 or something. Like it was literally a $10,000 raise and the Pirates wouldn't give it to him. And then, the Pirates, after they got called out and got ripped for it, all of a sudden, it was a clerical error and all this and whatnot. But, I mean, it was, it was pretty clear. And the big thing there was, why are you trying to irritate one of your best players over $10,000? Anyway, so Garrett Cole now, makes, what did he sign, like a $300 million deal or something? So money and job security aren't really two things that he's got to worry about. So he said, add Yankee, here's a story on ESPN.com. Add Yankees ace Garrett Cole to the growing list of major leaguers who have sounded off on the way some Major League Baseball teams think internally about players. In the wake of Mariners president Kevin Mathers' inflammatory comments about service time manipulation and free agency. Speaking Tuesday after finishing pitchers and catchers workouts at Yankees minor league complex, Cole urged every player in the league to wake up and read the news on the guy for the Mariners. It's just so tired. Said Cole, one of the eight players on Major League Baseball Player Association's executive subcommittee. It's tired, and I think players are over it. And if they haven't been awakened to that type of behavior, that's what goes on. These conversations, and he's talking about, you know, that Mather, you know, hit what he said. These conversations are being had, and unfortunately, that's the kind of way a lot of clubs are acting. That's just not productive for anyone. It's not productive for the product. You're not putting the best players on the field for people to see. This guy's talking about players that are making him money. The product is the people that he's talking poorly about. Not just because of what he said, but also because it represents an unfiltered look into club thinking. So, you know, the big thing is when it comes to, you know, these kinds of things, it's really going to come to a head. Aaron Judge said, it's tough to hear. I've always wanted to have the best product out there on the field. It's what winning championships about. Doesn't matter if you're 40 years old, if you're 18 years old, if you're the best player at that position, you should get the opportunity. It's saddening to hear comments coming from a guy in that position. It's sad to see. Kind of looking forward to seeing what comes out of this. It's tough. Here's the thing. Garrett Cole is absolutely right, and so is Aaron Judge, and so are the players. There are, you know, some things that the players have in their favor, obviously, guaranteed contracts being one of them. No salary cap, I actually think, hurts players more than it helps them, but they think it helps them, so whatever. But to me, a couple of things they need to fight back on are the arbitration system and, you know, maybe have one less year pre-arbitration and one less year of arbitration and this service time stuff. And that's what, you know, really is kind of screwing baseball. Forget about salary caps and the, you know, inequity in terms of payrolls and, you know, small market, large market, all that stuff. Forget about all that stuff. All of that is obviously a part of it too. But the worst deal for the players is the fact that they can be held hostage for as long as they can and that teams are willing to do it. I mean, it's how everybody, you know, most of these teams are operating that way. So I really believe that after this season, there is going to be some real labor unrest. There is going to be some real problem with the collective bargaining agreement. I think that the players are going to really fight back and try and hold their ground on a couple of issues that they haven't in the past. They won't be holding out for a salary cap because Players Association doesn't want a salary cap either. Even though I've said a bunch of times, I think a salary cap is in their best interest. It's absolutely in their best interest, you know, unless you're Mike Trout or one of these guys that's going to get a $300 or $400 million deal. Unless you're one of those guys, you know what? A salary cap's your friend. If there was a salary cap, there'd be a salary floor. And while, you know, the stars would still get paid, there would be a certain amount of money that these teams would have to pay in payroll. That would probably mean you don't have a bunch of guys sitting around waiting till the end of March, you know, or mid-March before they can sign as a free agent and, you know, take a minor league deal. I mean, to me, that just makes sense. But this whole thing with this Ken Mather, Garrett Cole's right. This guy basically said what we have known all along. Nothing more, nothing less. With respect to service time and whatnot. You know, again, he said some really dumb racist things about Asian players, but I'm just talking about the service time stuff, the manipulation of it, and how free agents are viewed, and they want to underpay them. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's baseball in a nutshell. I'm not sure why we're surprised by this. I know I'm not. And I think everybody else that knows anything at all about baseball probably feels the same way as I do. I mean, yes, they manipulate the service time as much as they possibly can. And I think one of the most egregious examples was Chris Bryant, when the Cubs held Chris Bryant down in the minors for 10 days to start a season. Even though everybody knew he was going to be their starting third baseman or what, I forget where he was. I think he was a third baseman at that point. Maybe he was an outfielder or whatever. But the point is, you know, when you think about it, if they could do it with him, they were doing it with everybody. That's the thing. If they were doing it with him, it can happen to anybody. So, you know, I feel like one of the areas that these players have to really fight back is that, you know, the service time stuff. I think that's really, really important. You know, I feel like you have to make sure that if you are a player, you can defend your rights. And, you know, as Aaron Judge said, you would think that all these owners would want to put the best players out there, regardless of their age, experience, or whatever. But they don't. They don't. There will be guys who will be sent down to the minors on a number of different teams who are better than guys who are on the major league roster. But the guys that are being sent down to the minors, you know, they have to go there for a month and a half or 2 months or, you know, whatever, in order to get to a point where the team gets that extra arbitration year or whatever so that they can, you know, have an extra year of control. Happens every year. And it's something, again, players need to fight back at. They've got to fight back against it. This is all part of the problem with baseball economics. And I think, honestly, in some ways, you know, I think the players, they should fight for a salary cap, but they won't. But I actually think the players are right in here. They're right here. And I think that, honestly, these owners need to understand that. So we could be coming or we could be going through labor unrest next year at this time in baseball and uncertainty if the season's going to start on time. You know, there could be a strike. There could be a lockout. You know, and again, one of the reasons is because the owners and the players are so far apart on every single issue. And they don't trust each other. And they fight against each other. And they pull against each other constantly. And I don't think that's a good thing at all. I don't. And I think that we could be watching this thing really escalate as the rhetoric gets worse and worse and worse. I just feel like this is going to be very, very interesting. So, anyway, coming up, we've got Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. He is actually down in Florida. We'll talk to him about some of the things going on with the Pirates. We'll also talk to him about some of this baseball labor stuff. We'll do that next. It's the Paul Zeiss Show, 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.